Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, cloudy with a high near 37 degrees, breezy with a northwest wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 26. Saturday, sunny with a high near 47. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 54. And in the news for today, in a shared article from the Wisconsin Examiner, state regulators gave the all-clear Thursday to the largest Wisconsin solar array yet to be built on 4,600 acres of land in Dane County. Koshkonong Solar Energy Center will generate 300 megawatts of power and include storage battery capacity for 165 megawatts. And the project is being developed by Chicago-based Invenergy, LLC. When the project is finished, it is to be sold to a consortium of utilities, Wisconsin Electric Power Company, Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, and Madison Gas and Electric Company. Construction is to start later this year with the target date of December 2024 for completion. The State Public Service Commission gave its final approval to the project on Thursday, in addition to setting rates for electrical, natural gas, water, and other utilities. The PSC has oversight on utility-scale solar energy projects, as well as on other large-scale alternative energy generation facilities. The project's inclusion of battery storage is an important component, according to Chelsea Chandler, who directs climate and energy programs for the environmental group Clean Wisconsin, ensuring reliable power from the solar farm when overcast or rainy skies prevent sunlight from generating electricity. Currently, less than 1% of the state's electrical capacity comes from solar. Clean Wisconsin, which submitted expert testimony during the review process for the project, concluded it will reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 15 to 20 million tons over its expected 35-year lifetime. That, again, according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner. And local area news, hospitals will begin offering second COVID-19 boosters next week to eligible patients. The fourth shot of Moderna or Pfizer is available to individuals 50 or older or those moderately to severely immunocompromised. Individuals 12 and older who are immunocompromised can have an additional Pfizer booster, and those 18 and older in the same category can have Pfizer or Moderna. Patients must be 4 months or more out from their first booster. Mayo will administer the second booster starting Monday, April 11th. And Gunderson on Thursday, April 14th. That according to a report from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.